It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Sandy Cooten of Princeton, New Jersey. It's not too hard, but it had an amazing bit of wordplay, I think. I said, think of a seven-letter past tense verb for something good you might have done in a football game. Move each letter one space later in the alphabet, rearrange the result, and you get a past tense verb for something bad you might have done in football. What words are these? And the words are tackled and fumbled.
We received 2,302 correct responses, and the winner this week is Alec Sloan of Oakland, California. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So how'd you solve it?
I figured that if it was going to be two past tense verbs, that they would probably both end in ED, and came up with tackled, and then sort of did the calculation of moving the letters forward and was just left with the other five letters to unscramble and get fumbled.
And what do you do?
I teach private lessons for guitar and piano mostly, a few other instruments as well, but I'm a musician.
Wonderful. All right. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Alec. The three B's in classical music are Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. But in today's puzzle, there are three words starting with B. Each set can be followed by a fourth word to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said baseball, bathing, and bottle, you would say cap, as in baseball cap, bathing cap, and bottle cap.
Okay.
All right, and we'll start with three-letter answers. The first one is bow, B-O-W, black, and bolo.
Bow, black, and bow. That'd be a tie.
Bolo tie, black tie, and bow tie. Good. Bar, bell, and bunny.
Bar, bell, and bunny.
Three letters. I'll give you a hint. It's, the answer starts with H.
H, okay.
College students do this.
Oh, hop.
There you go, bar hop. Yep. Boom, ballot, and bread.
Okay, boom, ballot, and bread.
Bread.
Box.
That's it. Now we got four-letter answers. Brick, Berlin, border.
That's got to be wall.
That's it. Building, bar, binary.
That'd be code?
That's it. Big, bank, booster.
Big, bank, and booster. Shop.
There you go. Good. Blood, B, that's B-E-E, and bottom.
Blood, B, and bottom. Line.
That's it. Good. Ball, board, blame.
Ball, blame. Blame. Game.
There you go. And your last answers have five letters.
Okay.
Boat, bird, and boarding.
Mm.
Starts with an H.
H, okay. Boat, bird, and boarding. Mm.
Okay, and the bird thing might be something outside your apartment.
Oh, house.
That's it. Butter, Bowie, butcher.
Okay. Bowie and butcher.
And the five-letter answer is something that's probably in your kitchen.
Yes, that'd be a knife.
A knife is it. And here's your last one. Bulletin, bill, backgammon.
Board.
That's it. Nice job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. That was a lot of fun.
Good. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Alec, which member station do you listen to on Sunday mornings?
KQED in Oakland, California.
That's Alec Sloan of Oakland, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Mike Strong of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Think of a familiar two-word phrase, five letters in each word. That might be something you write in a letter. The first and last letters are the same. The third and eighth letters are the same. The fourth and seventh letters are the same. And the middle two letters are consecutive in the alphabet. What phrase is it? So again, familiar two-word phrase, 5-5. First and last letters are the same. Third and eighth are the same. Fourth and seventh are the same. And the middle two letters are consecutive in the alphabet. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 31st, Halloween, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.